Welcome, guys, to the most exotic podcast of Australia. Today we're going to talk about crocodiles. I'm your host, Dr. Emil, and today I'm joined with Professor Otis.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Emil.
Australian crocodiles. There are two kinds of crocodiles in the water of the tropical North Territory of Australia: the freshwater crocodiles and the saltwater crocodiles. Crocodiles are reptiles, that means that they lay and hatch eggs. Both are predators that live in the tropical riparian zone of Australia. As the name suggests, the freshwater crocodiles live and hunt in freshwater. They are smaller than the saltwater species. Usually the freshwater crocodiles does not mix territories with the saltwater species. They hunt in more shallows, freshwater rivers and ponds than saltwater crocodiles. They hunt for fish and smaller animals. They are not known for attacking humans. They hunt by the sit and wait method, while waiting in the water. If they had hunted on dry land, they would not have caught their prey. But most of all, Australia is well known for their enormous size saltwater crocodiles. Their size is up to large of 7 meters and they are well known as man-eater. Saltwater crocodiles became worldwide recognition by the 1986 movie Crocodile Dundee with Paul Hogan as Crocodile Dundee. Saltwater crocodiles are the largest reptiles of the world. They live in Australian Northern Territory, in Queensland, all around Southeast Asia. The leather industry appreciate their skins for fashionable items like handbags and high heels. Saltwater crocodiles eat everything that they can catch. If they had caught an animal with their powerful jaw, they would not be able to escape. Their enormous head with a big snout can be 1 meter long. No wonder baiting is prohibited everywhere in the Northern Territory. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Okay, now I will talk about the HCC. HCC stands for Human Crocodile Conflict. It's about a conflict between humans and crocodiles because crocodiles tend to kill humans, but we also kill a lot of crocodiles. 6 out of 23 crocodile species eat humans. In order to eat an adult, a crocodile needs to be about 2 meters and 75 centimeters long. But for kids, they can be smaller. If I would visit Australia, the chance of me getting killed by a crocodile are pretty slim because only around 2 people die per year. Since 2013, there only have been 10 deaths in Australia. In 2005, an organization named Campfire visited Zimbabwe. In the first 10 months of their arrival, there were already 13 crocodile-related deaths. The most deadly crocodile is the Nile crocodile. So if I would be eaten by one, it would most likely be a Nile crocodile, because in 1 year, they kill around 275 up to 745 people. But not all attacks are fatal, only 63% of the attacks are fatal. On the other hand, the salt crocodiles, they are very common in Australia, they only killed 30 people, with a 50% fatal rate of death from the attacks. In South Africa, there are around hundreds, maybe thousands of crocodile-related deaths, but most of them aren't getting reported. Now I will talk about some safety precautions. The first and most easy trick, and simplest as well, is just don't go to croc water, because crocodile-infested waters are dangerous. But some areas have good croc management, so there aren't so dangerous. If you look out for the signs, you should be fine to go in some water, but be aware, there can always be crocodiles. But if you're just going alongside the water, crocodiles are pretty long, so stay out and keep like 5 meters, around 5 meters, away from the edge, because the crocodiles analyze you, and then they will attack you, and they can jump. They most of them can't jump 5 meters out of the water that fast, but if you really want to make sure, just stay like 10 meters away. In order to be safe. Yeah, that was my simple tips and about the HCC. We will see you next time on the show. See ya!